Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned. Well, not quite a non-overthinker, but someone who's figured out how to chill out a bit. I mean, who among us hasn't felt like our minds are on permanent overdrive, right? That feeling of needing everything just so, constantly analyzing every little thing, it's exhausting. But here's the thing. There's real power in letting go of that control freak need for perfection and embracing something a lot more liberating. Authenticity. Today, we're diving into the beautiful chaos of vulnerability and how owning our true selves can actually lead to a lighter, happier life. Sound good? Grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's unpack this together. So, you know that feeling when you try to put on a facade, like you're pretending to be someone you're not, just to fit in or impress others? It's exhausting, right? Like wearing a pair of shoes that are two sizes too small, eventually, your toes are going to start screaming for mercy. Authenticity is about ditching those uncomfortable shoes and stepping into your own skin, warts and all. Here's the deal. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's actually strength in disguise. When you allow yourself to be seen, truly seen, with all your imperfections and complexities, you create space for real connection, deeper relationships, and a sense of belonging that feels way more genuine than any mask could ever offer. Think about it like this. Imagine trying to build a Lego masterpiece with only one color. Sure, you might get something impressive looking, but it's going to lack depth and richness, right? Our lives are the same. Embracing our vulnerabilities, those little quirks, fears, and imperfections, adds the vibrant colors that make us unique and truly interesting. Remember, connection isn't about perfection, it's about showing up as your authentic self, flaws and all. It's about saying, hey, this is me, take it or leave it, and finding people who appreciate you for the beautiful mess you are. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Riley. And yeah, I get it. Stepping outside of your comfort zone can feel terrifying, like jumping off a diving board without knowing how to swim. But trust me, the view from the other side is worth it. Here are some actionable steps that you can start implementing right away. 1. Start small. You don't have to make a grand declaration of authenticity on day 1. Begin by sharing something small and personal with a trusted friend or family member. Maybe about a fear you've been hiding, a struggle you're facing, or even just your love for that cheesy rom-com everyone makes fun of. 2. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember, everyone feels vulnerable sometimes. It's part of being human. So, when those doubts creep in, remind yourself that it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, your imperfections are what make you unique and wonderful. 3. Focus on connection. Seek out people who genuinely value authenticity. Those who listen without judgment, support your dreams, and celebrate your quirks, they're the ones who will lift you up and help you shine. Let me paint a little picture for you. Imagine you're at a party, feeling like an outsider, trying to force conversation with people who just don't get you. Or think about that time you tried to impress someone by pretending to be someone you're not. How did that make you feel? Probably drained and inauthentic, right? Now picture this. You walk into the same party, but this time, you're relaxed, confident, and genuinely interested in connecting with others. You share a story about your latest adventure, even if it involves a minor mishap, because hey, we all have them. You laugh freely, be yourself, and connect with people on a deeper level. See the difference? That's the magic of vulnerability. It opens doors to real connections and genuine experiences. So remember, embracing vulnerability isn't about being weak. It's about being brave enough to show up as your authentic self, flaws and all. It's about creating space for real connection, deeper relationships, and a life that feels truly meaningful. Ready to start living more authentically? Take action today. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder to embrace their unique brilliance. Leave us a review and let us know what you're struggling with or celebrating. I love hearing from you guys. And as always, keep those minds curious and those hearts open. See you in the next episode, where we'll dive into even more ways to quiet your mind and live a more fulfilling life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.